I was shopping last night and this woman approached me in the store. It was late and near closing. I was all alone and was trying on some clothes. As I walked over, I saw her eyes stare at me like the eyes of some hungry predator, like a lioness eyeing a gazelle. She walked up to me with the sultry gaze still burning in her almond eyes. Her fingers touched my skin briefly as she whispered yes before telling me to take my clothes off. Shyly, I pulled the tight t-shirt off, the older woman taking control as she held the shirt over my eyes. I could hear the windows of the store whirring as they closed. My breathing heightened as she touched my bare skin, my bare breasts. The bra still was in the dressing room, tingling as her nails dragged down to the hardened nubs of my nipples. I gasped as she pinched them, her breath hot against the makeshift mask that she had me wearing. Slowly, the breathing moved from my mouth, down my neck, towards my breasts and nipples. Her tongue lashed out and flicked the tip of one. My breathing by then was ragged. My body strained as she worked my body to a finely tuned edge before pulling away. Her hands worked the t-shirt off before binding it across my eyes. Her fingers pushed me forward, my own finding a desk. No, I think it was a counter. Seconds later, a pair of rings locked around my wrists. As I pulled away, I felt the chain hitch on a metal bar. I was trapped. My skin tingled as I felt her breath in the nape of my neck, slowly traveling down, her fingernails barely grazing my skin. My bottom trembling. I held back the gasping moan building in my throat as she unhooked the button on my jeans, a scratch sound as she slid the zipper down. With a steady jerk, her hands pulled it down further, the tight clothing resting around my ankles. There was breathing and a soft exhale of air before I felt fingernails digging into the swell of my ass, lines of fire as she teased me. My gasp came as did the moan that followed. I felt cool metal in my hip all of a sudden as she cut through the cloth that held my panties together, pulling it away as I was left bare and vulnerable. My body shaking as she leaned in, her lips beside my ear now, a soft laugh coming from her lips as she dragged the scissors down my skin, the cool metal causing me to push against the counter to get away from it. The scissors' coolness was replaced as it neared my butt with a soft pair of lips. Steady hands pulled my hips back. I opened my legs the best I could. My body trembled as she touched, a squelching sound as her finger pushed in and out, in and out. My body burned as she teased me, working her finger in and out of me. My hips pressed back a little against her, only to feel a sharp sting on my left buttock. "Do not move," she said. Her tone of voice came harder now, her fingers reached back and deeper. For a moment, I lost control. My thighs trembled and I slipped. Another sharp crack of pain now across my right buttock. She continued to tease me then, her finger inside me as her thumb rolling against my clit. My body quaked as she worked me, lips sealed shut, breathing hard, trying to keep quiet as I heard people outside, riding nearer and nearer to the edge of oblivion, only to suddenly be pulled off. So close. "Peg," she whispered into my ear now, her fingers resting on the swell of my butt. My body burned for release, and I begged, "Please, please, please let me come." She replied with another hard crack. "What is my name, slut?" Mistress, I said softly, two fingers once again inside me, and I clenched my thighs hard. My orgasm hit me like a rolling wave as I came. My mistress unlocked my hands as soon as I came out of it, I could tell. I looked up and smiled. "Did I do good, mistress?" She smiled back. "Yes, you'll make an excellent slave."